on the interview with Senator Flippo, he commented that Walgreens and CVS, some of them get better deals and they can buy the drugs cheaper and then they can outcompete the smaller pharmacies. I don't agree with that. The small pharmacies can compete on buying the drugs. In fact, they do so through national buying groups and are able to buy as well or similar to the large chains. Walgreens is actually not owned by PBM. CVS is. And if you've been watching the news, Walgreens stock has absolutely tanked over the last 5 years, and their CEO has been on national news articles stating they are going to close 1,200 pharmacies because of unfair, unattainable contracts with PBMs. Walmart is also on record, the largest company in America is on record that they cannot get fair terms with PBMs. This is not a simple we can't buy better issue. This is vertically integrated insurance companies offer take it or leave it contracts as both the fox guarding the hen house as a price taker and price setter. And then they steer patients to pharmacies they own and actually charge higher prices. The Wall Street Journal, the Federal Trade Commission twice in the last 6 months, U.S. House Oversight Committee chaired by James Comer in Kentucky, the New York Times have all found example after example of PBMs setting the price, paying themselves higher amounts, and forcing patients to pharmacies they don't want to use. So what's happening is patients get less service, less access at a higher price at PBM-owned pharmacies. And there's legislation at the Capitol introduced by Representative Jeremiah Moore and Senator Kim Hammer that would eliminate that competition or that conflict of interest, protect Arkansans, and we would be the first state in the country to act on the Federal Trade Commission horrible stories that are coming out of those reports, where in one example, I know Senator Flippo talked about the oncology unit at Baxter. There are patients being charged $19,000 for a leukemia drug at a PBM-owned pharmacy that would be $100 locally in Mountain Home at the local pharmacy. That should be illegal, and I hope that Senator Flippo and others will support that legislation and pass it this session.